Well, one time he did bring home this young man. Actually, there were two men there. It must have been a Saturday or something because I was home and he said, I think this is going to be our new football coach. And it was Bud Wilkinson. I guess Bud was maybe 30 when he became coach.
I think that's about right.
But I just thought, oh my gosh, he's going to be the football coach.
So you remember seeing Bud then?
Oh, yeah. I don't know who the other man was. I wondered if it was
Jim Tatum.
I think that's probably who that other man was. Because I think Jim Tatum thought he was going to take Bud with him when he went to Maryland or wherever he went.
Yes, he went to the University of Maryland. Your first memories of your first house?
Actually, the first house, we lived across from where Mike lived at one time. But I was too little to really remember that. And then we moved on Bixby. And then after Mother died, we moved to D Street.
How old were you then when your mother died?
Six. Barely six. My birthday was in March and she died in April.
Then your father remarried, didn't he?
Yes, he did. He married Eloise Millard. And then they divorced, but they had a son, Richard. Before Daddy died, Eloise had taken Dick, and they were kind of touring the country. Dick was 10 or 11, I think. Then they went to Europe. He was always very bright. He stayed out of school that year, and they just traveled. Daddy wanted me to go with him when they went to Europe, and he said, and I'll meet you in London. So that was our plan, and that's when I left Mills. I got to be out of school a semester. And he was going to meet us in England. Well, of course, he died. But Eloise did go on to Europe and asked me if I wanted to come. And I knew that that's what Daddy wanted me to do. So I said, yes, I'd really like to. Even though my grandmother and my aunts and everybody said, you don't need to go. I said, well, I really think I do. So I did. And it was great. It was a good trip. I mean, it was sad. But I do think that Richard, after he got older and went to college and all, he kind of left the family. But he and I always had a little closer relationship than the two boys, I think because of that trip. So I was glad that I had done that.
Is Richard living today?
No, he's deceased.
Going back to elementary school, do you have any memories of your first days of school?
I had the same first grade teacher that my daddy did.
No kidding.
I thought that was kind of fun.
That's a great story.
And what was her name?
Mrs. Morgan. I had a good friend, Joyce. Joyce and I liked to visit, and she kind of got after us one day. Finally, she'd had it. And she wasn't a spring chicken, but she got that desk, pulled it out, put me in the back, and Joyce on the front row, and we couldn't talk. I went to Franklin School.
In Ardmore, that's an elementary school?
Mm-hmm.
And then on to junior high?
Junior high, senior high.
Ardmore High School,
Ardmore,
I guess, right?
High School, can't be beat.
And that's when you went on to OU then after that, right?
No, I went to Mills.
Mills, and then on to OU.